Good morning, this is Jerry Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helmsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday the 10th of January 2011, my first of 2011, so first of all let me wish everyone a very happy new year. I hope you had a great Christmas and a great new year break. The main news of last week of course was our amazing success in the Ashes series, and I was just reflecting back to those old days before the Big Bang of 1986. When stockbrokers are real stockbrokers and shares are real certificates, bits of paper that you held in your black box in the dining room cupboard. And in those days, a win on a test match would have proved a real boost to stock markets, and winning the Ashes series in Australia would have sent them through the roof. But times have changed, and that didn't really happen this time, I'm afraid. The week started off with a good initial boost, but over the week, shares started to fall back on the back of mixed economic data. In particular, we saw falling commodity prices, and although good for us at the pumps, oil is now down to $88 a barrel. The Queensland floods were deemed to be something that could slow growth in the Far East. In India, inflation started to increase quite dramatically, and with it the threat of rising interest rates. Germany and the EU saw poor retail sales, although that was slightly offset by good manufacturing data from Germany, although much of that was due to overseas demand rather than domestic demand, indicating that growth in the EU region is still weak, or rather consumer demand is. In the US, on the other hand, shares remained reasonably strong on the back of positive economic growth. There was a fairly weak employment report at the end of the week, but the consensus in the US among investors seems to be that momentum is still there, and that jobs will be created during the year, even if slowly. And of course, in the euro, we're still under the shadow of the sovereign debt crisis, and Portugal seems to be heading in the same direction as Ireland now, not looking too good there. Over the week as a whole, markets generally ended positive. In the States, up about 1%. In Europe, up around 1-1.5%. Bit more mixed in Asia Pacific, with India down 4%, but Malaysia up 3.5%, Japan up 3%, Hong Kong up nearly 3%. Looking ahead to this week, the Bank of England meets this week, and we're going to see the ongoing debate between maintaining a growth-friendly environment or trying to knock inflation on the head. So that could be quite interesting, but I think the consensus is that rates this month in the UK will stay the same. In the US, the Beige Book's published on Wednesday, and investors are certainly going to look at that in detail for any indication of what the US economy is going to do. The US is replete with data this week as well, including producer prices, jobless claims, consumer sentiment, retail sales, and industrial production. And so this week could be a bit of a rock and roller, or roller coaster, but will be interesting to see what the data brings out. The bottom line, as I said, the consensus is that momentum is growing, albeit slowly. Hirings are expected to pick up, and generally the virtuous circles should start to roll and strengthen throughout the year. In the US, investors seem reasonably positive, and that should have a knock-on effect to the rest of the world. But recovery will be slow, data is going to remain mixed, debts are still high, and the sovereign debt crisis in Europe is far from resolved. And of course currencies are a problem, and we now hear talk of currency wars. So I think 2011 is unlikely to be an easy ride, and I think predictions of 7,000 on the FTSE at the end of the year should be treated with a pinch of salt. And of course in those circumstances it becomes ever more important to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio actively managed and protected against the big macroeconomic risks that are around. So please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome and the action taken based on this commentary. If advice has not been sought beforehand, you should contact Planning for Life on 01439 770105 or through our website www.planningforlife.org or your professional advisors before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you very much for listening to me. Have a very good week and look forward to talking to you again next week.